Barker was scouring the web for job possibilities when we last met. It was a tense time, and she knew there was only one option. She had to find work.
I don't have a contingency plan. You know, I mean, a mortgage payment, you'd have to have a lot of savings to sustain you for a long period of time, and I don't. So I have 10 weeks to find a job, period.
Now, 6 weeks later, there's good news.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
When I visited Barker in Meridian this week, she'd just come home from work.
I'm working in a call center, so when I get to work, I have to punch in a code in the phone, and calls start coming immediately. And I've never worked in a call center before. It's been quite an experience.
Barker is an upbeat person. The good part of the job is that the days fly by, she says. But when I ask how it's working out financially, she's frank. It's not great.
I'm $21 above the cutoff limit for assistance, so it's tough.
In other words, she's making $21 too much each month to be eligible for food stamps. She hasn't taken a close look at the numbers, but it's possible she has less income now than she did before with food stamps and unemployment benefits. Still, she says, it's better this way.
Really, who wants to live on unemployment insurance? I don't. I want to be a working person in the workforce to feel good about what I'm doing and have self-worth and know that I'm contributing to society. I mean, that's just who I am.
When Barker steps back and takes a look at her situation, she sees good and bad. On the upside, she's managed to make her house payment every month after a year without steady work. She's proud of that. But there's a lot to worry about, too. Her call center job is short-term through the summer. She's depleted her savings and she still can't afford health insurance. Perhaps most frightening of all, her ex-husband just lost his job. That means their 8-year-old daughter is without health insurance, too. Barker could easily get overwhelmed, but that's exactly what she tries not to do.
You know, you can either look at the brighter end of things or the darker end of things. And I think as a rational human being, we look at both, but I have to choose the more positive, because I don't like how I feel if I go the other way.
This isn't how Barker thought her 40s would go. She mentioned that the first time we met. But what else can a person do, she says, but keep going? For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.